we should have a budget for our time, our energy, and our finances. When people talk about budgeting, most of them consider only finances. But according to my experience, even our energy has to be budgeted. I know how much strength I have. Every day I can use only a certain amount of strength. Time-wise, every week and every day we should set aside some time for the Lord. In budgeting your finances, you should offer up what you have in excess according to the prosperity that the Lord has provided you. Acts 11:29 and 1 Corinthians 16:2. From Messages Given to the Working Saints, pages 390 through 392. This week, we conclude the series titled, Living for Jesus, A Life That is Simple, with speaking from Brother Andrew Yu on four practical points concerning our living. This is part three of message one from a conference hosted by the church in New York City in November 2015. The original message was spoken with side-by-side English to Chinese translation, which was edited out for brevity, thereby affecting the cadence of the speaking. A link to the unedited version and a copy of the letter read during this message can be found in the episode notes.
Now my speaking is turning, because I know that when we talk to the young people, they say, well, how do I apply it? And when I talk to these business people, after a while they say, well, what's the action point? Okay, here's the action point. So for the next half hour, I'm going to give you some action point. And I think it was in St. Louis. I said, I'm giving you four apps. You know, you have this iPhone. It's wonderful. It can do everything. But you need the apps. If you don't have the apps, none of those would mean anything to you. Okay, so I'm going to give you four apps. And load that into your iPhone and load that into your Christian life. It's going to be useful. Okay, so next frame, please. Four apps for our living. The first is to manage our time. The second is manage our finance. The third one, you wouldn't think about that. But you have to manage your relationship. You know, if you get on the social media and you're not careful, suddenly you have relationships that is beyond your control. Manage your relationship. The last one, you wouldn't think about that. Manage your information. You know, this generation, whatever X generation, Y generation, Z generation, is a generation of information overload. Okay, if your time is out of control, if your finance out of control, if your relationship out of control, if the information that comes to you is beyond your control, you don't have a living. So it's very simple. Take control of these four things. And I'm just sharing with you a practical experience. So, actually, point number one and point number two was brotherly sharing to the young to the working saints. There is a book called Fellowship with the Working Saints. It's a series of talks that Brother Lee had with working saints in 1988. And in the last chapter, he actually mentioned about those two first things. He said you have to budget. Budget your life, budget your time, and budget your money. Well, I added the point number three and point number four, because I realized that that is very important. Okay, now for some of you who have gone through the full-time training, I don't expect you to live like when you're in Grace Garden, but at least 50%. I told the trainees, I said, when you get out of the training, I don't expect you to be living like you do now. But at least 50%. The trouble with the young people is either 100% or nothing. So I either give up my job and I be a full-timer, or I take up a job and I am no longer a full-timer. I have no obligation that the full-timers are obligated. So I am the manager of my own finance, I'm the manager of my own time, I'm the manager of my own relationship, and I control what kind of information goes in. That's very practical. Okay, I know a question that many young people ask. I open up Q&A session. I guarantee you that that's within the first 10 questions. How do I manage my time? And then everybody said, I have no time. Really? So I went to the internet. And the U.S. Department of Statistics, they do statistics of Americans, the number of hours of free time every day. So they do that every year. So guess how many hours an average American has free time? Okay, multiple choice. 1 hour, 2 hours, 3 hours, 4 hours. How many say 1 hour? Raise up your hand. Okay. How many say 2 hours? Okay. How many say 3 hours? Okay. How many say 4 hours? Okay. Listen to the standard answer. 5.9 hours. Every day, not every week. Then it says, those with kids 6 years and under, how much free time do they have? 4.2 average every day. So you may say subjectively, I feel that, I feel this. Well, you can't beat statistics. So there was a full-timer. He graduated from the training, and then he works for B of A, full-time. And then a few years later, I saw his father in Korea. I said, how's your son doing? He said, he's not coming to a meeting. I said, why? He said, he's a lawyer. He works 60 hours a week. He doesn't have time to go to the meeting. And I said, well, yeah, I know. You know, the regular hours is 40 hours a week. So if you give yourself to work 60 hours a week, then you basically you don't have time left for other things. But tonight, I want to ask you, really? Let's suppose you have 60 hours a week. So within a day, you have 10 hours a week. You're 10 hours a day at work. And let's say you have to travel an hour to work, so it's 2 hours traveling time. And then let's say you have to eat breakfast, dinner, an hour each, so that's 2 hours. I don't count your lunch time because everybody, that 10 hours is included. And let's say you're a health-minded person, so you go to gym 1 hour. Okay, how many are like that? You work 10 hours a day, you spend 2 hours to go back and forth, you spend 1 hour a day to go to gym, and you spend 2 hours with breakfast and dinner. I don't think anybody is spending that much time. Okay, so what is that total? 15 hours. And let's say you sleep 8 hours. Again, young people don't sleep 8 hours. I'm just stretching. An extreme example. You still have 1 hour free time. Now, if you're not working 10 hours, and you're not spending 2 hours going to work, and you're not spending 1 hour workout, and some of the young people, they even skip breakfast, I don't think you spend 2 hours in your eating. How many hours do you have? That's objective. You can't argue with me. So people say, I don't have time, I don't have time. They play computer games all the way until 2 o'clock in the morning, and they said they don't. Okay. So number one, manage your time. And I go on the internet again, and I Google how to manage one's time. Oh, 21 ways, 9 ways, 10 ways. I'm not going to share with you all of that. But it's a big thing. They don't live a God-man life, but they know how. If they let their time just take them by the nose, they're gone. So I found one website, and I'm speaking to the young people. So it makes an illustration. It says, just take care of the important thing, and don't get distracted by the urgent thing. What is important in your life, always take that as a goal, and fend off all the things that you think are urgent. I think that's good. It's actually from the Ford magazine. So it's somewhat credible, okay? So it says, okay, it's like Star Wars. You got the objective is to get Princess Lucia. That's a lady. That's a girl in Star Wars. I know about the plot. There's a girl and a Princess Lucia. So the goal is to get to Princess Lucia. But along the way, there are many Jedis. So you got to kill the Jedis so that you can get to it. Don't worry, I won't share that in the 7 times a year. But I love you young people. I know that will come, it will make sense to you, you know. So the point is, Princess Lucia is the important thing. The Jedis are the urgent things. So you get to get rid of the Jedis and always have the important things in your mind. That's from the Forbes magazine. I said, oh, I thought you talk about the Bible. This is not Bible. All right, I'm talking to you about something very practical. That is, you got to take care of what is important. Because there will always be millions of things that come and distract you that are urgent. And if you do that, then your life can be simple. That's why I like that hymn that we sang at the beginning. Living for Jesus, a life that is simple. And that's the first thing, to manage our time. Oh, I know this is very, very important for the young people. They run out, they let the time run out and they got led by their time. So first app, you don't have to pay me any money, just download it. Download to your life, that is manage your time. Go back and say, Lord Jesus, my time belongs to me. It doesn't belong to anybody else. And like I told you, a lot of these sisters, once they have kids, they say, oh, I don't have time. But it's a matter of managing. That's why Brother Lee said, plan. You know, I told the full-timers, I said, when you come to the training, for the first time in your whole life, all your time are dictated by other people, not by you. From the time you wake up in the morning and until the time you go to bed, the training determines the time for you. And that's good. But that's in control environment. Once you get out of the training, you are the trainer. You manage your own time. Yeah. If you don't set your schedule, nobody else to blame. If you don't set the time, you can't have the time for morning revival. Don't set the time, you won't have time to take care of the gospel. If you don't set the time, you don't have time to go to the Lord's Day morning meeting. And in Ephesians chapter 5, it says the days are evil. So redeem the time. And the word redeem is the same as buying. You know, in Matthew chapter 25, it talks about the virgins buying oil. And then in Revelation chapter 3, it says you have to buy the eyesight. That word is the same as redeem. In Greek, it is agora. If you study classical Greek, you know, that in every Greek city, they have an agora. That's the marketplace. So the word agora means to buy. And the word redeem is ex agora. That means more. And in the Thayer lexicon, it says it also means to buy up. Not just to buy, but to buy up. So our recovery version says redeem. That's good. To redeem is good. But it also means to buy up, to hoard. Whatever it is, you have to take the initiative. And then it says, know what the will of the Lord is. The will of the Lord is your Princess Lucia. That's the important thing. And you aim at that, then you manage the time. Okay, it sounds not as scriptural, huh? But it's very practical. Go back to those four apps. So that's the first app that I want to share with you. Your time is in your hand and nobody else's hand. Take the initiative and manage your time. That means schedule your time. Yes, even if you have a 60 hours a week job, even if you have two toddlers going around you, you still can schedule time to spend some time with the Lord in the morning, to have some spiritual companion, to practice vital companionship, to practice all the steps of the God-ordained way. I'm not Barack Obama, but I say, yes, you can. Yes, you can. Every one of us can. Even if you have 60 hours a week, you can do that. Go back tonight and say, yes, I can. Lord, help me to live this way. You will be very surprised how quickly you can turn from a defeated living to a victorious living. It can just change right away. Okay, quickly, I'll go through the next three things. Number two is manage your finance. I know you never hear me share that in the seventh feast. You never hear me share that in the full-time training. But this is a special fellowship to the working saint. So I'm going to share that. A lot of the young people, they can't live the Christian life or the church life because their finance is ruined. When I say ruined, I don't mean that they're in bankruptcy. I mean they're fully in debt. When you're fully in debt, you can't do a thing. You're bound by your debt. I want to apply this in a very practical way. A Christian life is a debt-free life. And if you want to migrate, free up your debt. Now, I know that there are some debts that are unavoidable, like student loan and so forth. But there are two kinds of things that you can avoid. And you may get offended by what I bring up, but that's the truth. The first one is credit card. The second one is mortgage. You know, there was a time in the human history, there was no credit card and there was no mortgage. It wasn't too long ago. And then the devil, through human being, invented this ingenious thing that you can use money that you don't have. What is credit card? That is money that you don't have. You use it first and then you pay back later. In principle, that's the same as going to a high interest rate lender and say, please borrow me $10,000. In principle, it's the same. You don't have something, but you borrow it and you pay back later. Now, debit card is okay. So if you have to live with cards, live with debit card. Don't live with credit card. And don't live with multiple credit card. I'm not talking about something I don't know. Some people, they just get, you know, imprisoned by their indebtedness. Then the second thing that the world is really smart is that you can use the money that you don't have that you believe that you will earn in the next 30 years and buy a house for you to enjoy today. That's mortgage. Then people say, oh my goodness, are you saying that the mortgage is from the devil? No, I'm talking about irresponsible mortgage. Indebtedness that is out of control. If you manage your life, and for sure you can set aside that much money every month to take care of your living, whether it be on rent or whether it be on mortgage, and then you do that, well, this is a convenience that the world has provided you. That's one thing. Any kind of indebtedness will get you into a kind of bondage. I'm speaking something very practical to you working saints. And so don't go out and say that Andrew Yu is telling people don't have mortgage. An irresponsible mortgage. That can kill you. And in principle, any using of future money is a kind of indebtedness. Money that you don't have that you borrow from the future. And the world is very, very smart in designing different instruments and products. Nobody would tell you that credit card is a kind of bondage. Nobody would tell you. Okay, so I'm not telling you that after tonight's meeting, go home and burn your credit card. I'm not saying that. I'm saying manage your finance. When you come to the full-time training, this church support you with a few hundred dollars, and then there's no, you don't have to worry about that. You don't have to worry about your living. And for 2 years, you're free from that kind of worry. Then it hurts me when I go to the churches and see all the young people. There are a lot here in New York. There's a lot there in New Jersey. There's a lot there in the Bay Area. There's a lot there in the Seattle area. There's a lot in the Northwest, a lot in the Northeast. It hurts my heart to see them so bound. And everything that we talk about in the God-ordained way. If you have all these priorities that just overwhelms you, you cannot do anything, let alone the church, let alone the God-ordained way. You can't even live the church life. So tomorrow we'll give a time for you to respond. And maybe you'll say, you don't understand this. Maybe I don't, but maybe I know more than you do. If you get led by the nose in these matters, it may not be that spiritual, but you don't have a Christian life. And everything I share at the beginning of this meeting is vain, empty, doctrinal. Okay, quickly, I go over number 3 and 4. Actually, I mentioned that already. Young people today, they have no control over their relationship. I'm not even talking about men-women relationship, male-female relationship. I'm just talking about social relationship. You know, it used to be in the old days in farming society. You can only make a few friends. Today, there's no limit. You like cooking? You can get into the social crowd. You like quilt work? Working on quilts? You can get a whole bunch of friends that are into quilt instantaneously. You have no discernment. Sooner or later, you will be related to so many people that you cannot manage. And tomorrow, day after tomorrow, I'm going to talk about this matter of relationship and how important relationship is in God's economy. But tonight, I'm going to tell you, manage your relationship. Don't let the relationship run wild. You know, the young people in this generation, they're on the apps all the time. And while they're sitting in the meeting, they're having friends all over the world. I know. When I see you looking at your iPhone all the time, I know you get captured by the Jedis. So, very simple. Manage your relationship. You know, if your relationship is only related to the saints, the gospel friends, and you establish those relationships for that purpose, whether you're serving full-time or you're not serving full-time, you are a full-timer. Young working saints, I'm presenting to you a very workable way. To live the God-man living is not abstract. You can get out of an amphibious living. Then number four, manage the information. Well, for some of you older generations, it may not mean much. But for the younger generation, oh, this is a big thing. You know, I met a lady, and she was in a wellness program, lifestyle change. She said, there's one thing, one therapy I do to myself. I would shut up myself, turn off TV, turn off internet, turn off everything, and I spend a whole weekend immersive reading of the Bible. And then the word washes me. I said, that makes sense. And, you know, today, you turn on your iPhone. You don't control what you read. It controls you. It's not you managing the information. The information manages you. There is no age like this age when people are information overload. There is no age. You go to 100 years ago. People are still farming. There's no such a problem. Today, with the younger generation, this is a big challenge. So, in the full-time training, we ask all the trainees to turn off their cell phone. But I know there's some trainees, after light is out, and they start getting back on their games. They even play with each other. I know that. Well, you cannot control the iPhone, that's for sure. But you can say no. Information. Now is not the time for it. I can turn it off. If you do that, I don't believe that you will have no time to read the life studies. Half an hour a day, you can read one message. There are altogether 1,984 messages. 5.5 years, you read through all the life and New Testament. If you would do it, you can do it. I know some Korean sisters in Korea. They came in the Lord's recovery and they love the ministry so much. They read 3 or 4 messages a week, a day. And in a year or 2 years, they finish the whole life study. It's not that hard. But with some of the young people, they don't have the time. And it's because they're taken, hijacked by the information. So I have these 4 apps for you and you can download it. And it's very useful. And I don't care if some of you are high schoolers or college students or working saints, it applies to all of us. And I begin the message very, very high, the normal Christian living, the victorious living. But I ended up with something that you can apply. And I hope that all of you sitting here, especially those that are under 30 years old, go back and consecrate yourself to the Lord. Living for Jesus, a life that is simple. And may the Lord make you one. That at the end of your life, you would say, I'm very satisfied. I'm very happy. I didn't make $1 million, but I'm very happy. I'm very satisfied. I hope that you would give that testimony when you come to my age. May the Lord really bless you. Now, we're going to move on tomorrow. This is only the basis of the Christian life. And please don't ask me any more questions. How do I manage the conflict between work and family? Don't ask me those questions anymore. When young adults, they come together, always ask me this question. Well, download the apps and may the Lord bless you. Okay, finish. See you tomorrow.
We hope since we can everyone,
yes,
everyone individually spend a few minutes pray.
Yes.
Pray to the Lord.
Amen.
And consecrate yourself to the Lord.
Amen.
Of course, when you go home and consecrate yourself again.
Thank you for joining us today. To hear the complete recording and other messages, please visit livingtohim.com. If you would like to receive regular updates from us, please subscribe to this podcast and join our mailing list on our website. You can also find us on Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube, where our handle is @livingtohim.